Back on downtown, time for some basketball talk. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast with it. Basketball to watch and to talk about, John. What did we learn, if anything, from the game with the Magic?
I think the biggest thing, honestly, that I learned is just how happy everyone is to be back.
Mm.
That's number one. I think, you know, you look around, and you saw so many hugs on the sidelines from Celtics staff. I mean, even us in the media, we were sitting there on the sidelines before the game, actually getting to stand a little bit on the court was just kind of awesome. But the guys being back, being playing in front of the fans, there was just a general kind of giddiness over there. Once the game started, it was a little tough at some times. I think the guys played a little too fast. I think, as Ime Udoka put it, they listened to him a little too much and tried to move the ball a little too much. But I think the biggest thing that I picked up basketball-wise was their defense needs a lot more time to gel. If they're going to be switching as much as they did in this game, and maybe they just switched to try to overemphasize the switching in one game, we'll see if the second game kind of confirms what we saw. But the amount of work they're asking their bigs to do in this switching defense is a lot. And so we're going to need like a few weeks for these guys to really get up to speed defensively.
It is, of course, a fresh start for a lot of people. And you wrote about Jaylen Brown coming in with a new perspective on things. What is that perspective?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say exactly what that is going to be for Jaylen. I don't know if he even understands what that how that's going to manifest itself. But what he does know is that sitting out for as long as he did and having to watch the playoffs, it does give you a different sense of, you know, how important things are, how important the game is to you, and different things. Like when you see it from the sidelines, you understand the difference between what the coach sees and what the players see, and you get a sense of, okay, you know, I understand maybe a little bit better that I'm, you know, in the midst of everything on the floor, I may not see some things that are going on the other side. So to be more conscious and mindful of things that are going on throughout the entire play, it's been tough for Jaylen to sit out for as long as he did and have that rehab over the summer. But he really seemed to be having fun in that first preseason game there, and even warming up for it. So I think there's a little bit more joy knowing that basketball, like, it's not being taken away from him like it was before. And we'll see how it all manifests itself throughout the course of the season.
There are guys with lots of talent. There are guys who've been around longer. But is Brown, in many ways, the leader of this team?
He's one of them, for sure. I mean, he turns 25 in a couple of weeks. And you always think, and I have to stop myself from writing the Celtics young stars, because I don't want to almost disrespect these guys by calling them young at this point. They've been in the league for 4 or 5 years. And at 25, this is the next stage of that 5 year. If a player is going to have like a 15-year career, you have the first 5 years of being the young guy. Your next 5 years, you're a veteran. You're in your prime. 25-30 is prime years for a player, and that's where Jaylen is entering. He is just a veteran player now, which is scary. Makes me feel old, but that's. This is the natural progression for him to become a leader. And you hear him barking out things on the floor and talking to people and being a little more open about the things that he's saying post game. So, yeah, I think Jaylen is one of the guys that is going to be speaking and that guys are going to be listening to.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Young guys like Peyton Pritchard, Aaron Nesmith, Romeo Langford, what do they all need to do to get themselves more playing time and a more significant role on this year's version of the team?
It's going to be tough because Brad Stevens has added so many veterans to the roster, and those veterans are going to get the first crack at those minutes, the playing time. So, unfortunately for the young guys, it's about precision. It's about being out there and just being more ready. So whenever they do get those opportunities, like the fourth quarter of last night's game, make the most of it. The big pressure shot from Romeo Langford, it was great to see. The 8-point in a row stretch from Aaron Nesmith when the Celtics were down 10, actually down 8, and then he tied the game, that's great to see in those situations. Those guys are taking it seriously. Now, when you have a game like Josh Richardson did offensively, it opens the door ever so slightly for somebody like Aaron Nesmith or maybe Romeo Langford or maybe Peyton Pritchard to impress a little bit more, to maybe earn another minute or two. And so that's what they've got to do. They've just got to press I shouldn't say press. They have to go out there and just be precise and really prove that they are capable of playing those minutes alongside Tatum and Brown and Smart and Horford.
Are there any questions that still need to be answered before the start of the regular season?
Oh, I mean, everything still needs to be answered. It's almost to me at this point, you know, you go through the things that we know for sure. We know that Tatum's going to be who he's going to be, and we know Jaylen Brown's going to be who he's going to be, but there are tons of questions here. I still want to see Marcus Smart take control of the offense. Okay, last night was not the best night for Marcus Smart, just generally speaking. Let's see him be more in control of the offense. And to be fair, that probably wasn't going to be the starting lineup. And, you know, first preseason game, everybody's amped. A lot of guys are trying to do a lot of different things. Everybody's moving at different speeds. That's hard. Hard for a point guard. And just hard in general for the team to kind of get any cohesiveness. So, yeah, there are a lot of questions. You know, can they get that defensive cohesion out there? Can they move the ball effectively? What kind of passers, what kind of distributors are Tatum and Brown going to be? And then, you know, the rotations. This team has it's a real work in progress. And I know the early first week preseason stuff comes out overwhelmingly positive because we're at practice. There was no really everything was going smoothly at practice. So everything that's been written and said has been so glowing about this team that people are getting real great vibes. Everything, the vibes are great around the Celtics. But the reality is that guys like Josh Richardson need time to gel with the rest of the team. Dennis Schroeder needs time to figure out when can I go and score and when should I be passing. He was passing a lot and really well in that first preseason game, but still a lot to figure out.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast. As always, great stuff. John, thanks very much, and we will check in with you again next Tuesday afternoon.
All right. Talk to you then.